It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report once again on Robinhood Radio, ruralintelligence.com. That's where you go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our region. And every week we get together, just about every week, probably 99.9% of the time with Mark Williams. And this is one of those times. Mark, good to speak to you again today.
Marshall, it's lovely to be back. Fall is on a tear this week, one way or another. There are so many things that really, we've got lots of fairs and fates coming up this week as well to talk about, and we've written about them in ruralintelligence.com as well. So, yep, a lot to talk about.
Off to the races we go. We'll start off, True Conversations with Paula McLean.
Yep, Monday evening, or Monday afternoon, 4 o'clock. At the Mount, Paula McLean is going to be there, and they're actually calling this True Conversations with Paula McLean, and this is really what caught my eye, because the Mount is saying that Heidi Pitlaw, who's the editor of the Best American Short Stories, really intends to delve deep into the writing life of Paula McLean. Now, people will know Paula McLean, she's the New York Times best-selling author of Love and Ruin, and The Parrot's Wife, amongst others. Anyway, apparently Heidi Pitlaw is going to be really asking her questions about, which apparently are not typically asked of female writers. But she really wants to get to the core of what it means to be a fiction author today. So The Mount is promising that this is not going to be your standard book talk. That's 4 o'clock. Monday afternoon, October the 1st, in Lenox, at the Mount. So, sounds interesting.
Barrington Stage. Now, you mentioned Tennessee Williams, and what comes to mind? The Glass Menagerie. That's our next stop.
Yeah, you're right. This is, I guess, the play that really catapulted Williams from obscurity to fame. And it's, of course, supposed to be largely autobiographical. Anyway, the Barrington Stage Company is putting this on. It starts on Wednesday, October the 3rd, and it will be running through October the 21st. The Barrington Stage Company has been having a great season, or had a great summer season, and this is one of their main fall presentations. Well, what can you say? The Glass Menagerie all is about the Wingfield family, and there's a frustrated writer, Tom, who is Tennessee Williams, his nagging mother, Amanda, painfully shy sister Laura. It all is coming together, and then there's a visit from a gentleman caller, which sets off all sorts of emotions and revelations and life-changing situations one way and another. So it's all at the Boyd Quinson main stage over the next few weeks, starting October the 3rd. And if you haven't seen it, definitely worth going to up there in Pittsfield.
On October 4th in Stockbridge, it's the annual meeting and celebration of Berkshires.
Yeah, Berkshires is worthwhile mentioning. Not everyone in the area will know it, but they're holding their big business of the month celebration, and they're folding it in with their annual meeting as well at the Red Lion Inn. That's Thursday, October the 4th at 5:30 in the evening. Now, they'll have all sorts of food and drink, and there'll be music and prizes as well. And they will be celebrating. They have a Business of the Month event, and they're going to be celebrating all of those businesses of the month for last year. So what is Berkshires? For those people who don't know it, it's a local currency. It circulates just in the Berkshires. There are about 400 businesses who accept this currency. And if you have these notes, they look like dollar bills, but they're actually called Berkshires. You can actually spend them in stores. And the whole idea with Berkshires, it's a very simple idea, is it's to keep the money circulating in and around the Berkshires. And in fact, there are a few businesses in Litchfield County that now accepted, and a few over into Columbia and Dutchess counties as well. So it's spreading actually outside of the Berkshires.
We've got another conversation with another author coming up on October 4th in Litchfield.
Yeah, the Oliver Wolcott Library has a whole lot of really good presentations, and they've got Terry Lynn DeFino coming in on Thursday evening, and it just looks like a lovely new book. Her new book is called The Bar Harbor Retirement Home for Famous Writers. And it's a novel about a retirement home for literary legends who all spar with each other and sort of conjure up new stories one way and another. And these stories magically change people's lives around them. So it sounds like a really lovely book one way and another. That's the Oliver Wolcott Library, Thursday, October the 4th at 7 o'clock in the evening.
October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Salisbury. You'll be able to find Robin Hood Radio out in front on Friday and Saturday of Below the Salt Restaurant on Main Street. It's the Salisbury Fall Festival.
Yeah, this is a really popular local festival one way and another. Not only will Robin Hood Radio be there, but there will be lots of artisan vendors. A lot of the stores are having special sales. There are going to be lots of homemade goods. I don't know why, but there's a lot of Greek pastries are going to be there. Of course, there's the quilt show. There's the 5-kilometer race along the rail track, which they're really encouraging people to join in this year. There's the pet parade, which is much more likely for me to join in. There's a beer festival, there's a pancake breakfast, all sorts of things. So there'll be a lot of things to talk about. It starts on Friday the 5th and runs through Sunday, October the 7th. Now, the other thing to do, by the way, is there are a lot of other festivals and events in the area over that weekend. So if you have a chance, do go to Rural Intelligence this week. We'll talk about some of them in a few minutes, but we have a full rundown in Rural Intelligence this week.
We will move on to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, the Lost Forest of New England at Little Cinema.
Yeah, this looks like a really interesting film. As you say, it's called The Lost Forest of New England. It's a documentary that has literally just been released this year by Ray Asselin. And it does have apparently some absolutely stunning footage of rare and ancient forests, some of them actually here in the Berkshires. So it's really interesting in that respect. They've got leading experts together with drone videography, as well as obviously regular videography. But the drones really help to tell the story of what these forests were, firstly, before European settlement, and even before that as well. And there is a lot of talk about some of the old growth stands that are still around from sort of pre-European settlement times. But what makes this lovely, and which I really enjoy, is that after the film, there will be a chance to have a post-film discussion with the filmmaker who's actually going to be there at the Little Cinema in Berkshire Museum as well. So that's Friday the 5th. At the Berkshire Museum at 7 o'clock in the evening, and I think it really promises to be a fascinating film one way or another.
We will now move on to a jazz festival, which is coming up in Pittsfield on the 5th.
Yep. This is a two-week jazz festival. This is the 14th annual Pittsfield City Jazz Festival. It's kicking off the Columbus Day weekend, and during those 2 weeks, there's going to be a jazz crawl, there's going to be a jazz prodigy concert, but what really caught my eye is there are a couple of really well-known feature performers, including Veronica Swift, the vocalist, who's going to be there on October the 12th, by the way, and Christian McBride is going to be there towards the end of the concert, the festival as well. But in the meantime, there'll be lots of jazz brunches, and all of these events take place in the sort of Pittsfield downtown area. So it really is wonderful that this has been going for 14 years. So check out their website for details on everything. And, of course, you can get there via Rural Intelligence and click on the link.
At Dewey Hall on the 5th, there is a brass band concert.
Well, yeah, from a two-week jazz festival, which sounds fun too, something that also sounds really great fun down there in Sheffield. Dewey Hall is welcoming, and I'm going to probably completely ruin the name. It's a brass band concert by the brass band, Kocek, I think. I don't know how you pronounce it. I think it's Kocek. Anyway, they're a five-piece band from Boston, and they're all playing original compositions. The music is apparently influenced by everything: Eastern European, New Orleans dance songs, Afrobeat, klezmer, reggae, and even Western classical pieces as well. The fun part of this concert, what caught my eye, is that the evening will start off as a sort of seated concert. And then the second set opens up with a Balkan dance lesson by Rose Tannenbaum. And they really encourage dancing as well. You'll be pleased to know that their seating will still remain there as well. So you, if you prefer to sit, you can stay seated. But it will all be a great, I've seen these the band online, and it is a great fun music. It will be fun down there in Sheffield. Starts at 7:30 on Friday, October the 5th, as I say, in Dewey Hall. So do check that one out.
It is the Berkshire Botanical Gardens Harvest Festival coming up on October the 6th.
Another festival, yeah. They do a great harvest festival at the Berkshire Botanical Garden in Stockbridge. So they, for the 2 days, they have continuous entertainment. There is, you know, nonstop. On top of that, there will be more than 100 regional artisan food and craft vendors. There will be workshops on all sorts of topics relating to gardening. There will be all sorts of, there's a bit, they brought back the tag sale and the plant and bulb sale this year, which people really missed. There's going to be a big hay maze, there are going to be pony rides, a haunted house, all sorts of other things. So that's both on Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th in Stockbridge at the Berkshire Botanical Gardens. It starts at 10 o'clock and runs till 5 both days. Really guaranteed great fun.
Paige Dickey is in Washington, Connecticut, on October 6th.
Yeah, I have to throw this in for all of our gardener experts. At this time of the year, they get a bit tired and quiet. They've been working so busily in the gardens. But Hollister House Garden in Washington is having this talk with Paige Dickey all about planning your late season garden. Paige is a really, Washington author and a really passionate gardener. And she's going to be recommending a whole series of perennials and shrubs and small trees, which you can buy and plant for specific interest in the fall. So gardening experts say this season is often overlooked, but you can, with the right planning, you can really make an interesting fall garden. So check that out. That's at Hollister House Garden, 9:30 on Saturday, October the 6th.
Also on October 6th, we can head to Austerlitz, New York. It's the benefit for Steepletop.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So Steepletop, we've written about this earlier this year, the home of Edna St. Vincent Millay. And they are having a special benefit performance to help save Steepletop. And what makes this particularly interesting is that there's been a recent cabaret which has been off-Broadway in New York, and they're bringing this up to Steepletop, and they're going to perform it in Steepletop. It's a really fun musical. It tells the story of Edna St. Vincent Millay, who really was just a young girl poet and then became an American icon. The story is told through her sister Norma, who's the cabaret hostess, I guess one way or another. And the writers and the performers really concentrate on Millay's poetry. They use her personal letters and all sorts of popular songs throughout her lifetime to tell the story. So it sounds really fascinating. It's on Saturday, October the 6th, in Steepletop, and it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Obviously, you'll have to sign up if you're going to go to it, but it's worthwhile attempting. And not many people know, it's not that well known a historic site, but it's definitely worthwhile visiting Steepletop if you have a chance.
All right, we will head to Litchfield, Connecticut, the Tour de Femmes.
Yes, get on your bicycle and ride those Connecticut hills, because Tour de Femmes 2018 is designed to get you out and about and to raise awareness and funding to implement, now this is a bit of a mouthful, the Connecticut Resource Conservation and Development Agricultural and Conservation Projects. So there are a whole series of these projects that they've got their eye on doing, They're raising money by having two types of bike rides. Either you can choose the 16-mile ride or the 26-mile ride. Both of these rides are really scenic. What makes it special is you get a chance to visit the farms on the way round these cycles, and you can buy produce and pumpkins and chocolates and wine and things like that. But you don't have to worry about carrying them back on your racing bicycle or your regular bicycle for that matter, because the lovely thing is that a van goes round and picks up your purchases and delivers them back to the endpoint of the cycle race, where you can pick them up. And by the way, after the cycle, there's a big celebration with a pie festival and music, and it's all at the White Memorial Conservation Center. So check out the details. It's called Tour des Farms 2018. You find it on Rural Intelligence and click on the link there. It's all on Saturday, October the 6th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and runs till 5 o'clock with all sorts of events one way or another.
And also on October the 6th in Chatham, New York, it's their Oktoberfest.
Yep, another festival. Gosh, I mean, it's a good. Everywhere is having a festival this October the 6th and 7th. Anyway, October the 6th in Chatham, it's their October Feast, actually. It's the big fall harvest celebration. So what they do is they bring in the local restaurants, sort of get involved in this, as well as bringing outside food vendors and food trucks. Chatham Brewing is going to be serving some of its award-winning beers, apparently, in commemorative steins. So that will be great fun. And they're going to set up two stages for entertainment. So that will be going on through the day. Starts at 11 o'clock in Chatham, and it's all throughout Chatham, and finishes at 6 o'clock in the evening. There'll be lots of activities for kids and all sorts of other things as well.
And we have another authors event coming up, this time in New Marlborough, Massachusetts.
Yes, this is a local author talking. I mean, it's local and international. New Marlborough has the series of events. They're called Authors and Music and More. It's actually called Music and More, and this event is called the Award-Winning Authors Event. What they're doing is that the best-selling author Simon Winchester is going to be in conversation with Ian Burama, who's the editor of the New York Review of Books. Anyway, they're going to be sitting there talking. Simon Winchester is absolutely fascinating to listen to. He's a really interesting guy. He is well known because he wrote years ago The Professor and the Madman. But recently, I mean, his books are really, he brings out books every year or 18 months or so. And recently, his titles have included Atlantic and The Men Who United the States. As I say, he lives locally in the Berkshires in Sandersfield. Ian is a Dutch writer. He's the editor and historian who is the editor of the New York Review of Books. He's going to be asking the questions, and you'll get a chance to actually chat with them all after the presentation as well, because they do have a reception in the meeting house. It all takes place in the meeting house in New Marlborough on Saturday afternoon at 4:30 in the afternoon.
And we will now move on to Pittsfield once again, Hancock Shaker Village.
Well, this is a big event for Rural Intelligence because, you know, we promised a whole lot of fun events for Rural Intelligence supporters. And we're linking up with Hancock Shaker Village on Saturday, October the 6th, to have our next thank you meet and greet. So we're asking our supporters to join us there at the Hancock Shaker Village for cocktails, dinner, and a concert. You can come early to take advantage of a reduced admission for Rural Intelligence supporters to the village itself. They've got a big, what they're calling Shaker Kitchen Day, which starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and runs till 5 o'clock. There'll be all sorts of talks and tours and tastings. There are going to be lots of foodie guest speakers as well. And that goes on all day long. And then at 5 o'clock till 5:30 in the evening, there's an exclusive cocktail party for Rural Intelligence readers and supporters, where Will will be, and the editor will be there. I'll be there. There'll be a lot of our colleagues will be there. And then afterwards, you can stay, and there's a really great deal for Rural Intelligence supporters for a farm-to-table dinner, and it's called the World People Dinner, which is going to be really fascinating, great fun, local foods, one way and another, celebration. And then afterwards, there's a big concert with Rogue Oliphant, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Paul Muldoon will be there as well. So that's all going to be there. It's a big day at Hancock Shaker Village. And if you want more information, if you're a supporter of Rural Intelligence, want to join in, click on the link on Rural Intelligence and you'll see all that. And as I say, our supporters will receive discounted rates for all of these events there at Hancock Shaker Village that day.
And coming up October 6th, Millerton's going to be a very busy place, actually from 10 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night with lots of activities. But the center stage is Fall for Art.
Yep. As you say, it's a village-wide festival of virtually every, I think every store I could see is participating one way or another. And it's all about celebrating art and artists, a real excuse to go into Millerton. Start, as you say, it starts early, but in fact, actually, the main events start at 4 o'clock in the evening and run till about 8 o'clock at night. So, yeah, Millerton on October the 6th.
And the Mahewi is going to be blowing its own horn on October the 6th. Horn of plenty.
Yeah. Yes, no, very very definitely true. We've got the big jazz festival coming up in Pittsfield, but in a sense, Great Barrington's involved on Saturday the 6th as well, because Chris Botti is going to be in town. I didn't realize that apparently Chris Botti is the U.S.'s largest selling instrumental artist over the last few years. He's known for his amazing trumpet playing, he's an award winner. He's got a spectacular variety of honors over the last couple of decades, including all sorts of multiple gold and platinum albums. So, yep, I think a lot of people will be going to the Mahewi on Saturday, October the 6th, 8 o'clock in the evening.
And we will move back to Lenox, Massachusetts at 8 o'clock in the evening on the 6th.
Yeah, I saw this. It's a smaller event, and it looks really a fun event at the Mount. It's a staged reading with Alison Fraser, and it's called Squeamish. And apparently this is a new psychological horror play by Aaron Mark, and it's being performed, although read, as it were, by the two-time Tony Award-winning nominee, Alison Fraser. And she stars as Sharon, who's a psychoanalyst and a long-time recovering alcoholic who finds herself off her meds just after her nephew's suicide. This is a darkly creepy one-woman show. It's got all sorts of overtones of Edgar Allan Poe. And apparently it is set in the Mount, so it will be really a great location as well. So check that out. If you like stage readings, which are a bit squeamish and psychologically terrible, whatever, psychologically horror, sort of, it sounds like a great fun evening. As I say, starts at 8 o'clock in the evening on October the 6th.
And Beckett, Massachusetts, Latin dance party at Jacob's Pillow.
Yeah, it's like a slightly more relaxing evening, actually. Well, not relaxing, you'll be working hard, but not quite as creepy. It's Jacob's Pillow is having these dance parties from time to time, keeping the season going, and you're encouraged to go and take a Latin dance lesson or a salsa lesson as well, and then you dance the night away to live music. That starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday, October the 6th, up in at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett.
And how about some dumpling making going on in Hillsdale, New York on the 7th?
Yeah, Hillsdale, as we said, has really got a whole lot of new stores that have come in, and one of them is the Kasana Tea House, and Carrie Chen owns that, and the store next door, which is absolutely, I'll come back to that in a minute, which is absolutely fascinating as well. And she's got together with the HGS Home Chef, which is next door to her Kasana Tea House, for a hands-on cooking event, workshop, as it were, to show people how to make the dumplings that she serves at the Kasana Tea House. And the whole idea is that it's a hands-on workshop, so you learn how to make these dumplings, and she's going to be making savory chicken ones and kale-filled ones on this occasion. But the point of this is that once you know the basics of how to make these dumplings, you can then go home and be inspired to make your own fillings as well to suit your own taste. Carrie is the owner of the tea house, which I mentioned, and it serves teas and Asian specialties for breakfast and lunch during the day. So that it's lovely. But next door, she also has opened up a cashmere shop, which sells her sort of own designs of cashmere as well. So you've got the Kasana Tea House, this cashmere shop, and the HGS Home Chef all next door to each other. And so it really is, Hillsdale is really, it's got a couple of other new stores as well. So Hillsdale is really booming at the moment. So check that out. It starts at 11 o'clock. The actual workshop starts at 11 o'clock on Sunday, October the 7th. But wander around when you're in town and stay and check out what else is going on in town.
October 7th, we'll make a stop in Tivoli, New York.
Yeah, Cat's Barn, if people have not been to it, it's definitely worthwhile going. And at 2:30 in the afternoon at Cat's Barn in Tivoli, Jennifer Nugent is going to be there with Paul Matteson, and they go up there. They have a residency for a week or 2 weeks. I'm not sure how long this one will be. And then they have a workshop showcase. And Jennifer Nugent is known because she's a dancer with the Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane dance company. And she's also danced with David Dorfman, so really well-known dance companies. And she's getting together with Paul Matteson, who's a choreographer, and he actually also works with the Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane dance company. They've been up there for a residency, and they're going to be performing together at 2:30 on Sunday, October the 7th in the afternoon. And that will be an interesting, I think, event one way or another. And it's worthwhile checking out Cat's Barn as well.
And we can wrap things up. The Waterbury Symphony Orchestra.
Yep, this is down in Torrington on Sunday afternoon, October the 7th. And what makes it particularly interesting is the Waterbury Symphony Orchestra is kicking off its second season with season which they're calling Music in Great Spaces. They are going to the private studio of the photographer, and his work is in all the great museums and galleries, the photographer Gerald Incandela. He has built an artist studio there in Torrington, and they're setting up the orchestra there, and there's going to be a program of music for the Baroque, or from the Baroque era, the works from Bach and Handel. So it will be a lovely concert, but in a really interesting space as well. So that's Sunday afternoon, October the 7th in Torrington at the Gerald Incandela Artist Studio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And that is a look at what is some of the things going on at ruralintelligence.com in our area. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely, Marshall. I shall look forward to it.